One of the main highlights of the Pope's visit to Cameroon will be his meeting on Thursday with bishops from all over Africa. At this meeting, he will hand-deliver to the prelates the working document for the Synod of Bishops on Africa that will be held in the Vatican this October. The Synod's theme is the Church in Africa at the service of justice, reconciliation and peace. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Cardinal Francis Arinze is Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation of Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. He is also one of the presidents of the Special Assembly for the Synod of Bishops on Africa and is himself a native of Nigeria that borders Cameroon. Before leaving for Yaoundé, I asked him what can we expect from this upcoming synod.
I will only express my hope, but what the synod de facto will do will depend on the participants, under God's grace. My hope, encouragement of efforts made so far for reconciliation, as in South Africa, for harmony, they call themselves a rainbow nation, encouragement of efforts at transparent political elections, like Ghana. I may not expect the synod to name countries where an opposition party wins election and takes over the government within a week in peace and not in pieces. I would expect that. I would expect the synod to warn on the negative consequences of lack of justice and peace, and also the suffering of the refugees, their hunger, their losing of their homes, their losing of their farm, the also injustice of corruption, those who take the money of the country, those in public life who don't use it for their people properly, or who put it in their private bank accounts overseas. I would expect the synod also to mention the collaborators of such selfish people who are to be found in the northern parts of the world. It isn't all in Africa, because you need more than one person to swipe the money of a country and bank it overseas and make it difficult to track down.
What about the question of inculturation, making the liturgy more African in style when it comes to music, etc.? Is this a keenly felt issue in Cameroon, Angola, and indeed other African countries?
Yes, inculturation is important everywhere, especially in Africa, and it is felt keenly. The bishops are taking steps, realizing that it is easier to enunciate the principles than to do the actual inculturation, and realizing that enthusiasts who are not well guided could do a lot of damage. Those who think inculturation means someone who develops an idea on Saturday evening and forces it down on the innocent people on Sunday morning. Inculturation demands much more than that. The bishops would have to set up a study group of experts in theology, music, literature, ethnology, customs of the people, liturgy, and sincere and downright theology and biblical knowledge. Only then, when the experts have studied and singled out an item the bishops think to insert in the church worship, only then will the experts bring all this to the bishops. The bishops then examine carefully in their joint meeting. When they vote in favor, majority, then they bring the matter to the Congregation for Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacrament here in Vatican City, because the church should be local, but also universal. Only when everything is okay, then it will be carried out, and it will be seen that this will be healthy for the church. But if an enthusiast is allowed to run wild with an idea, self-made, and in a hurry, then we are in for trouble, and the local church will be compelled to gather the pieces afterwards. We don't want that.
I was speaking there to Cardinal Francis Arinze.